USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is backing the increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. Shortly after the increase went into effect, the president tweeted that tariffs will bring far more wealth into our country than even a phenomenal deal of a traditional kind would. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News,
"The China delegation is here again. The vice premier is here. President Trump said yesterday that he received another good letter from President Xi. He has a strong relationship. We believe a deal is possible, but what President Trump has made clear is we think we're in a very strong position either way."
The two suspects accused in the shooting at a STEM school in Colorado have had their hearings postponed. The postponement comes as investigators look into reports that a private security guard may have fired on a sheriff's deputy on the day of the shooting and could have possibly hit him. And Uber launched its initial IPO on Friday at $42 a share. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Inflation at the consumer level is up. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Inflation at the consumer level up slightly month to month and more significantly year to year. Figures just released by the Labor Department showing the CPI ticked up 0.3% last month thanks to rising prices for gasoline, rent, and health care. And the CPI increased 2% even since April of last year.
The city of Louisville, Kentucky is moving ahead with the removal of a statue of John B. Castleman, who served as a Confederate officer during the Civil War. The city's Landmarks Commission approved that in a 5-4 vote on Thursday. During a public debate on the matter, some people spoke out in favor of taking the statue down.
John Castleman knew that the Confederacy advocated for the overthrow of our country.
While others say,
"And if I thought that was a racist statue, I would be all in favor of removing it. I do not think it is a racist statue at all."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump nominates the acting defense secretary to the top Pentagon post. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky explains.
We are hearing now from the new Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan.
The national defense strategy obviously is a high priority.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeting, "Acting Secretary Shanahan has proven over the last several months that he is beyond qualified to lead the Department of Defense, and he will continue to do an excellent job." Reporters asking Shanahan about the biggest challenge of running the Pentagon.
The biggest challenge is balancing it all. I'd say, you know, for me, it's about practicing selectful neglect so that we can stay focused on the future.
Laura Trump, 2020 Trump campaign senior advisor and the president's daughter-in-law, reacts to the news that her brother-in-law, Donald Trump Jr., is again being asked to testify before the Senate.
This is over. The Mueller report is complete. Whatever they think they're going to do is not going to change that. It's not going to make Hillary Clinton the president of the United States. This is harassment of our family, harassment of the president. And it's a shame because the American people send these folks in Congress to Washington, D.C. to make great changes in our country and to do things that they want to see happen. They're doing nothing. What is this doing for our country? It's nonsense. They need to focus on things Americans care about. Nobody cares about this. It's over. It's dead.
Trump was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.